What is going on with the Colorado Springs housing market? My name is Kevin James Bond. I am a Colorado Springs real estate agent. I have had my license for 8 years, and I help both buyers and sellers in the Colorado Springs housing market. So let's take a look. I'm going to show you what's going on. Let's look at some data. Let's look at some numbers. Let's look at what is going on with the market. What are buyers and sellers doing? What has been my experience in the current Colorado Springs housing market? Here we go. First, let's look at the data. The data doesn't lie. Currently, there are 1,390 properties for sale in Colorado Springs. There are more within the MLS and in El Paso County, but focusing specifically on the city, 1,390 active properties for sale, 1,161 under contract properties, and so far, 535 sold properties for the month of April. This is the average days to sell and median days to sell. So how long does property sit on market before it goes under contract with a buyer? For April, so far it's an average of 41 days and a median of 12 days. So property is still going fairly quickly and it's starting to speed up. The winter months were a bit slower. You were almost upward of 60 days for the average days on market, and it's picking up. And this is a visual, so you can see from January 2022 on what the average and median days on market has looked like. So for the winter months, you can see an obvious boom, a tick up in days on market, and then it comes down at its low point for the summertime. So it's pretty seasonal right now. This is the months of inventory as well as the close price to original price ratio. So we'll go over that right now. Months of inventory. So if homes stopped being on the market, if people stopped listing their homes altogether, how long would it take for all the current homes to sell? That's the good way to think about this. So for April right now, it's 3.4 months worth of inventory. That number is going to come down. The months of inventory is generally not accurate until we get to the end of the month. March, we were at 2.5 months of inventory. That is a likely closer approximation to how much current inventory we have now. The close price to original price ratio means what did it list for versus what did it sell for? What's that percentage difference? So we were between 97 and 99% in the past few months, and now we're up at 100%, which is pretty typical for our summer months. Here's another way to look at that in a chart form. So the green is the months of inventory. Again, it comes down during the summertime, and then it shoots back up during the fall and winter time. Close price to original price ratio. Again, people get more money for their houses during the summer months. That's when there's more buyers out. That's also when there's more listings out, so there's more competition. So there's more incentive for you as a seller to make sure that your house is A, move-in ready, because when it's move-in ready, it's has a much wider appeal to people who are like, "Oh, I don't have to do anything. I can just buy it and move right in. That's great." So much more appeal. So if you're looking for leverage against your competition, that's a great way to address it. However, if there's a lot of deferred maintenance, things that need to be done, consider looking at that price point and getting something that's going to be attractive to bring in people who are willing to put in that work, but who see the value in it as well. This chart shows you the number of listings and the number of sales. So active listings is the green line, and the number of sales is the blue line. So again, we're looking from January 2022 on because I like to have a little bit of data for you to look at and compare. So the number of active listings, again, during the summertime is when it's highest, during the wintertime is when it's lowest. So we are trending seasonally. Number of sales, same thing, high point summer, low point in the winter time. And number of sales right now, we have not finished out April, so that end of the line where it squeaks down, I'm not necessarily going, what's going on? Because that line will come up as we get more inventory that comes on the market. Even though we've got another week, we'll get there. Current average sales price for April 2024 is $535,672. That's for the whole city of Colorado Springs for all properties. That's the average sales price. Median sales price is $465,000. Now it's helpful to look at that in a chart form. So green line is the average sales price, blue line is the median sales price, and those two follow fairly closely together. The Summertime, again, that's when your highest price is. Wintertime is when the lowest price is. And we're coming up quite a bit. You can see in April, it looks like those prices are shooting up, right? Well, those numbers that I told you just a second ago, the average and median sales price numbers, those are going to come down just a little bit too. Once we end the month and all of the tally numbers come in for the whole month, those numbers are going to come down just a little bit. They're fairly close to being accurate, but they should come down. One thing that I do want to make clear is that the number of listings is rising for Sharesies for the year. So January we had that low point of listings, but now we are at a noticeable increase in available home inventory. And that's just going to keep increasing as we head through into summer. We're going to reach a high point of having a similar bump to what you've seen in the past couple of years here. That's what it's going to look like. So if you're house hunting right now, options are going to, I think, explode in the next couple of months, as is typical, but you're also going to have more competition from other buyers for those same properties. Now, some people mention something called a silver tsunami, and that means there's a bunch of old people living in homes, and eventually they're either going to pass or they're going to downsize, move into something smaller. So in either case, that's called the silver tsunami, where there's going to be a bunch of available homes for people to purchase, and it's going to flood the market, and potentially we might even have a buyer's market because of that. This is what this article addresses. And an interesting stat that they bring up to support this idea is more than half of homes in the US are owned by people age 55 or older. But there's a problem with that idea, and as Redfin points out in a report that they just came out with, more than three quarters or 78% of older American homeowners plan to stay in their current home as they age. So they're not planning on doing anything with their property, so you're going to have to wait for them to pass. And then where does that property go? It goes to their inheritors, and maybe they want to rent that out, so that they still may not see the market. Now, there are markets where that could actually potentially change the market. In Sumter County, Florida, more than 57% of the population is at least 65 years old. Now, I live in Colorado Springs, and I could not find that same statistic for our city. What percentage of homeowners here are aged 65 or older, or 55 or older, or whatever you want to look at. But I did find that our population of Colorado Springs in general, the percentage of people that's aged 65 and older is 14.3%. So we don't have a lot of, certainly not that, 57% in Florida. Also, we have just over a 61% housing, owner-occupied housing percentage rate, meaning that about 40% of property in Colorado Springs is rented out. With all that being said, I don't think that a silver tsunami is going to come to the Colorado Springs housing market. I don't think there's going to be any substantial change to our market and to our inventory. There's no big gotcha. There's no big surprise that is going to make a substantial difference, to swing us from a seller's market where we are now into a buyer's market. Again, we don't have enough older population, older generations to really see this making a difference. And again, most of them, three quarters of them, are not interested in moving until they're dead anyway. Not that you move when you're dead. I guess you do move when you're dead. Somebody else moves you. In other news, we've had potholes that are happening, but those are getting filled and the roads are improving, I think. And that's thanks to 2C. We as a city, as residents, have put extra tax money into just for road improvement. So my residential street is going to be repaved this year. There's going to be a lot of different roads that are repaved this year and then over the next several years. And then I think next year is when we as a city get to vote on do we want to extend that additional tax to continue putting additional money into the roads. So Mayor Yemi had a monthly press briefing that just came out and was a couple days ago. And the general message of this, other than just communication. I have seen a lot more communication from Mayor Yemi than I necessarily did with John Southers. Not to say that he wasn't communicating, maybe I wasn't paying attention, but this message from Mayor Yemi and his team does seem to be they want to be open, they want to communicate, and they want to listen to residents and to receive feedback so that they can make the city the way that residents want it to be, while also being open-minded to growth, because growth is happening whether you want it or not. People are still moving here, and you can't force people not to move here, as far as I'm aware. So Mayor Yemi has, I think he's been doing a good job. He seems to have a lot of care and concern for Colorado Springs. He seems to very much enjoy being here and making it a better place and listening to other people on how to do that. So I, you know, if you have something bad to say about him, let me know. Or something good to say about him too, let me know. And don't forget that it's hail season here in Colorado Springs, and so you want to know what you're going to do when you've got that hail damage. Last time we had hail damage, we had adjusters. We had to go drive to different places, different tent drive-bys and parking lots, and have adjusters look at the cars and just wait in line. It was a bit of a hassle because you had to be there at a specific time too. If you want to skip all that, KJS Auto Hail Repair is a company that I have partnered with. They have over 30 years of industry experience. They do hail. They fix hail. They work with your insurance. Get in touch with them because you can go at a much more convenient time and you can skip all that time and extra hassle of having to figure out when your insurance company can send an adjuster. Skip all that, get it done right away with KJSAutoHailRepair.com. That is their website. Go to the contact page, and there's a drop-down form where you can request some info and for them to get in touch with you. My name is there, Kevin James Bond. Click on that, and they will give you $100 back at the end of your repair process. Again, my name is Kevin James Bond. I'm a real estate agent with RE/MAX Real Estate Group here in Colorado Springs. This is the area that I work in, sometimes Denver and Pueblo as well. But if you have any questions, if you're looking to buy or sell in the Colorado Springs housing market, please reach out to me and I would be happy to help you. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video.